Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again. It's been a long time since I've made a podcast episode, I know. If you're still sticking around and listening to this from, you found me from previous episodes and you decided to stick around and see what I'm about. And if you're from that audience, then I'm truly grateful that you're still here. I'm not much of a content creator anymore. I found other things to occupy my time, and I'm doing well. But I'm not making this episode to talk about how I'm doing and, give a life update necessarily. What I am making this episode for is to talk about honesty and saying what you mean and meaning what you say. If you've listened to some of my previous episodes, you might already know that I'm the type of person who, when it comes to creating content, especially podcast episodes, I can't just create them out of thin air. I need some form of motivation. I need that spark. I need that kind of ignition to light me up. And sometimes that's a good kind of ignition. Sometimes it's something that's great. And sometimes it's something that's more negative. Something that spark, that spark that makes me upset or frustrated or annoyed. And today, me making this podcast episode is due to being upset about something. And it just seems like lately, there's a pattern of people out there who just, I don't know why it seems like honesty is so scarce in today's society. And I'm not quite sure what the explanation for this could possibly be. I mean, it seems like people are just afraid of being honest with people, and it's something that's so like foreign to me. And I'm not going to say that I'm a person who's never lied in his entire life because I have. I think it's simply untrue to say that there exists a single person out there who has never lied in their life. But I can tell you with full confidence that I am somebody who, at least today, who I am as a person, I don't lie like that. And I strive to be 100% honest, 100% authentic, 100% of the time. Sometimes I might not be perfect because, I'm not a perfect person. I'm not a perfect human being. Those don't exist. But I can guarantee you, like I said with full confidence, that I am more honest than I would even argue more honest than most of the human race. Like that's just who I am as a person because I value honesty and authenticity so much. Why do I value those so much? Because I know what it's like to have to deal with dishonest, fake, disingenuine people. It's annoying, it's frustrating, it pisses me off. And if you've dealt with people like that, you understand where I'm coming from. It is annoying as fuck, excuse my language. It's annoying as fuck to deal with people who just say that they'll do something and then they don't do it. Or they'll tell you something to your face and they don't mean it. You can already probably tell by the way I'm speaking right now that I am genuinely upset about this. Something just happened where somebody told me that they'd be available to do something tomorrow with me on Saturday, and now last second, at 5 p.m. on a Friday, they're telling me that, oh, the plans have changed. When this is something that we agreed to do weeks in advance, now last second, they're telling me, oh, they cannot do it. And this was basically the last straw that broke the camel's back, because just lately in general, for the past few weeks or even months, I've had these multiple interactions with people who are just not being honest with me. They don't honor their commitments. They say that they'll do something. They say that they'll be ready at this time. Let's have that thing at 8 o'clock. And then when 8 o'clock rolls around, they'll tell me that, oh, something came up. Can we reschedule? It's just been a pattern that's extremely infuriating and upsetting. And if you've dealt with somebody like this before, you can probably empathize. You get upset. It's not fun. It doesn't make you happy. At least if we're being real with each other, right? because I don't think there's a single person on earth who enjoys being lied to. Now, there might be some insecure people out there, but outliers don't make the rule. Exceptions don't make the rule, right? If someone is super insecure and they would rather you lie to them to make them feel better, right? That's an exception to the rule. I think most people out there who aren't dealing with that, they would very much rather you be honest to them. And if they don't, maybe, like I said, it's an insecurity issue, or they're afraid of the truth for whatever reason, because the truth is indisputable. It's fact. What is said is the law, basically. And if it were up to me, basically everybody would operate that way. Like, because, I mean, what is there to argue with? When you're saying something is how it is, then that's how it is. There shouldn't be any room for dispute. And so if I tell somebody that I'm going to meet them at some place at 8, then you can bet my ass that I'm going to be there at 8, because I mean what I say and I say what I mean. And I honestly feel like people should operate that way. You know, my podcast episode today isn't just about me venting, ranting, you know, because I don't necessarily think people enjoy listening to some guy, you know, some random dude spewing his frustrations out over the internet. I don't necessarily think that makes for great content. Some of you might enjoy listening to it and say, you know, hey, I understand that guy. But I also wanted to make this episode, you know, not just to let my feelings out, but to also bring a call to action. And I just want to remind people that it seems, at least today, that honesty is such a scarce thing. You're pretty much golden if you are honest. And if you choose honesty to be part of your character, then you're golden. Because I think it's just underrated, underappreciated, and the world could definitely use more of it. And once people get over their insecurity issues, and when people stop being afraid of the truth, then everyone will value it more. Because I don't know about you, but I want people to be honest with me, just as I would be honest with them. If I ask you for your opinion on something, right? For let's take a common example. Do I look good in these clothes? Do these pants fit me? Right? Do I look good in this shirt? I'm not asking you to lie to me and tell me that it looks good on me when it doesn't. I don't like you can there's a difference between being honest and being rude. You can tell me that the pants don't look good on me in a way that's not condescending, in a way that's not insulting. You can say, hey, Lucas, you know, I don't think that color fits you best. Or I don't think that length, you know, it's too short. Or your pants are too tight, right? That's a way of being honest without being rude about it, right? You don't have to go and say, like, you look super ugly in that, you look stupid. Like, you don't have to say that, right? You can be honest and not be rude. I don't see what the harm is in doing that. I just don't understand people who would rather, if the pants actually look bad on them, they would want to hear that the pants look great on them. Like, what kind of logic is that? Right. So, at least for me, speaking for myself, I just want people to be honest with me. And I very much, you know, I like to be honest with them. Like I said, honesty, I feel like, is underappreciated and underrated in today's society. And it's not something I think we should take lightly. Because, like I said, if you're listening to this, chances are you've had to deal with someone dishonest at some point in your life. And when you find out that they're lying to you, or they flake on you, or they don't honor their commitments, if you're like most people, it would piss you off because you have every right to feel pissed off when somebody wrongs you like that. And as a general rule of thumb, if it pisses you off, if it's wrong, and then don't do it. In this case, don't be dishonest. Don't be fake. And in doing that, in being somebody who's authentic, in being somebody who's honest and honors their commitments, you make the world a better place because there are less mind games, less lies, less, you know, guessing. Like if I'm going to tell somebody that I'm going to be somewhere at 8, they shouldn't have to guess whether I'm going to be there at 8 or not. I should be there at 8. That's called being reliable. That's called honoring your commitments. That's called being a person of your word. And quite frankly, I think that's something we should all strive to be. Because when I make calls to action, when I tell people, hey, I think this is a good idea, hey, I think we should all strive to be this thing, I don't talk out of my ass. Think about these things. You're more than welcome to debate with me about how this could possibly be make the world a worse place, right? You're more than welcome to have that conversation with me because I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. And there might be perspectives out there that I have not thought of. So you're more than welcome to disagree. I would actually love to hear what your perspective is on this if you disagree. And I mean that too, because like I said, I'm an honest person. If there is a perspective out there that I have not thought of, please introduce it to me so that I can broaden my horizons, so that I can open my mind even further. But I'm pretty darn sure the world would not be a worse off place if people were more honest with each other. Quite frankly, I think dishonesty is a coward's way. Somebody who's scared, somebody who just can't face the truth. It's a coward's thing to do, honestly. And it's annoying as fuck. Seriously. So, I think I got most of the steam out of my system at this point. Again, call to action. Really value honesty. Be honest. Be authentic. It makes the world a better place. People will like you more. They might not like you in the moment you say something about them. Maybe they're, but then that's an issue with them. Assuming that you're not being rude with your honesty, because again, being honest and being rude are two different things. Assuming you're not being rude with your honesty, right? If somebody takes an issue with you being honest, then it's their problem 100%, not yours. I can promise you that. Because, like I said, if they don't appreciate you being honest and nice about it, then they're dealing with their own insecurity issues and they're dealing with their own mental roadblock of, for some reason, wanting to prefer a false reality over the truth. That's their problem, not yours. Your homework is basically just to be an honest and authentic person. Like I said, honesty and being rude are two different things. But don't be afraid to be honest. Learn how to deliver the truth in a way that's respectful, but don't morph it into something that's not true. The world will be a better place if we're more honest with each other, if we keep our words, we honor our commitments, we stop lying, stop being two-faced. And if you, like I said, you've dealt someone with who's dishonest before, it pisses you off, and rightfully so. It's common sense. So basically, again, just be honest. It's not that hard. It really isn't. And you'll be appreciated so much more because of how scarce honesty is these days. And it's sad. It really is sad. But that's all I have to say for now. Finished it in under 15 minutes. So if you listen to all of this, I really do appreciate you because, it's not exactly the easiest thing in the world to listen to somebody vent about something. I can, right? You might be a good friend. You might be that shoulder to lean on for somebody. But it can be mentally taxing for you too to listen to somebody vent. So if you've done this all the way through, I appreciate you. Stay honest, stay cool. And I can't promise when the next episode will be. You guys have already seen how much time has passed since my previous episode. But if I make another one, I hope you stick around to see that. And I hope, most of all, that this episode has brought you value. So, take care, guys. Thanks for listening.
And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.